There's no clear reason for the recent drop in violent crime in Philadelphia, but community anti-violence organizations are getting part of the credit, and KYW's Pat Loeb explains.
The city gave a total of $23 million to some 200 violence prevention groups this year and has budgeted almost $29 million for next year. Compliance manager Kenneth Johnson thinks the recent drop in crime shows it's paying off.
They're on the ground. They're doing the work directly with the community. They understand what the motivators are that may have been driving the violence.
Makisha Maples, who runs a nonprofit called There's Hope, sees a lack of income as a source of crime. So over the summer, she held classes in low-barrier job skills, from face painting for kids' parties to ServSafe certification.
We had two people open food trucks. We had seven people become managers at their stores that they was at. We have another girl that's opening up a restaurant.
Chief Public Safety Officer Adam Gere says the city is studying what's gone into the recent reduction in homicides. He expects to find a link to such work.
That's sort of the secret sauce, I think. Credible messengers putting out fires that we don't even see. I think it's pretty clear that they played a very major role in what we're seeing today.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.